heard of.
Or
Maybe the Stampede. We're thinking the Stampede because it's on this year.
I heard Stampede's
But I've
lit.
never been to it. Is it good?
I've heard good things
I
about
went
it.
to, I went as a kid.
People are lit. One of the biggest things about the Stampede is that you're gonna run into like a lot of racist cowboys type thing or racist hicks. But people are like, that's the furthest from the truth because it's such a big thing for Alberta and for Calgary. And Calgary itself, the city is pretty progressive.
Yes.
That honest, they're just like honestly the. So many Punjabis are there partying it up. They're like, yo, we get nothing but love.
Oh, that's cool then.
Yeah,
Maybe I will
it's.
go to them.
They're like, yo, it's definitely a sight to be seen. They're like a straight Jacques Macabre type thing. So I don't know. It's one of my
Ranji, you
things I'd
don't
want to
want
check out, but
that doesn't entice you, Ranji?
no.
No, it's
Not
Calgary,
for
that's
not
right.
for a bachelor party, that's what.
No, we were thinking about hitting up to. No, he doesn't want to do what you, normal Kanjurkum that you're up to.
Okay. Do most people
Um,
do Kanjurkam at their bachelors, or is that just something that like Hollywood
no,
portrays?
yes,
No,
yes,
we go to
yes,
Rand's
yes, they
ways. We go to Rand's ways at bachelor parties.
Really? I just imagine at some point you're just like, no, man, I'm getting married. I don't want to be around that kind of shit.
So
No,
my
I
cousin
have
doesn't,
no.
my cousin's not that guy, so we're
I imagine most guys
that'd
aren't
be
that
more
guy.
like,
Like
no, like he
I'm
wants
just
to do
saying
more
like
like
a mid.
ATV or go do more adventure stuff rather than the party
Yeah, no, I
aspect.
get that. I'm just saying like our strippers are commonplace at all Punjabi bachelor parties. I would think that that's an overblown stereotype.
I could agree to that. I don't think it's everybody.
I don't think
Yeah,
it's
I don't think it's
not most
everybody.
people.
I think it's most people.
You think it's
I
most
think it's
people,
most
really?
people too.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, our bachelor parties for our friends was like grab a cottage and just hang out with boys and you know, they're pretty what's the word? They're pretty dry affairs. I mean,
There was
I
that
mean the one stripper we had was a guy who decided he wanted to moon everyone in the middle of
Yeah, pretty much.
the
That's what I was going for, yeah.
The one
And that was
time.
just hilarious at that point. We're like, what the you know, that was just a Kali Nag running around. Oh. No, man, I don't know. I couldn't imagine like the way some of these bachelor parties are portrayed on TV being the way people would want them.
I mean, they could get worse than just strippers, so yeah. So yeah.
Oh, that is
That's
lit.
all I'm gonna say on report.
The float. Anyway, that I would think Calgary the Stampede be a fun place.
Yeah,
I
so
mean,
thinking about
Alberta's
that.
a good too, because you can always go to Banff and go to like whitewater raft or whatever. Do stuff, go
Oh,
on hikes.
there's a bunch of stuff to do there.
Scottsdale. To Scottsdale.
ATV, all that.
Scottsdale. I see the smile.
Well, I know it's
It's too.
outdoorsy.
No,
It's
we
great
were
for
thinking,
hikes,
yeah,
golfing.
we were thinking about that, but it's just too hot, man. Like
Too
July.
hot. Too hot.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
I just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Yeah, there is a too hot. Like even now it's at 30 degrees sometimes, like I enjoy it. I'd rather have this year round more than like cold. But at the same time, there's the heat gets to a point where you're just like, well, now I don't feel like doing anything. It's too hot to do anything.
Yeah, Dallas was too hot, man. It hit 33. I was like, yeah, that's too much.
With the kid all weekend today, I kept him in the fucking sun. And
Hold
I was like, I wonder if this could
on.
be
Did
bad for
you
him.
put on sunscreen?
No.
If my wife is listening, then yes.
You man, get on this guy.
You put on a hat or like something to cover his
You put on a
face?
hat? Or a
Nah.
sunscreen shirt? Nothing?
I put
A
like
sunscreen shirt?
Like, the sun protective shirts they have.
For swimming.
I have no idea what that is,
It's
so
really just a
no.
shirt.
With the shirt, yeah, but
They're lighter. They're like dry fit and dark.
Did you at least give the boy water while he was outside?
Yes. Yes.
There we
I
go.
made sure.
There
Fuck,
we go.
yes. That's a pass.
I made
That's
sure
a
he was
good dad. That's a good
hydrated.
dad right
That,
there.
and I
That's
gave
a
him
good dad.
orange slices. I had orange slices. We walked around. I gave him like gishi, gishi-ishnan, right? So I was like, fuck it. All right, let's just walk around outside. It'll dry out.
You ever notice like
Right?
little kids are, yeah, it's fair. So I did this thing with my kids, like now that the weather's good, before they go to sleep, I take them to the park. And really, it's there to run them. Like, you know, a pet. You want to
Yeah.
run them so they get tired. So they come home and they're
They
like,
get
I want to
tired, yeah.
just. And then. I was doing that, and there's someone was walking their dog. I'm like, I feel like me and you have a lot in common right now.
You just have to add the leash to your kids. You know those people who walk their kids with the leashes on?
I don't think I'm gonna do the
So
leash, although I have been.
I own the kid leash. I haven't used it yet, but I own it.
I think
I
my
might.
opinions on the kid leash has have changed. I used to think I'm like, man, you have no control over your kid, and now I realize I really have zero control over my kid.
So last July, I bought it because I was doing my first trip, like flight with my kid, and I was like, he's gonna run on the airport. So we bought the leash and I put it on my Insta poll. I was like, should I put
You're
a
not gonna
leash on
hold
or
it.
not? Dude, it was like 52 to like 48, like
Oh,
percent.
okay,
And 52 for the leash, okay? But I got some angry messages from friends about the leash. Like, it's really fucking polarizing, this whole fucking leash thing.
but I mean,
I'm
don't
all
us
for it.
parents stick our kids into don't we stick our kids into strollers, lace them up with those belts and those locks so they can't get out?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Where do you okay, so
It's essentially the
where do you
same
guys
thing,
land on the
isn't it?
leash? Where are you guys now on the leash? Let's just get that out of it.
I have no problem with the fucking leash. I don't use it because, like, fuck, I didn't realize it was such a hotly debated thing. I'm legit worried with someone coming up to me and trying to fight me. Well, this your kid's not a dog. It's like he might as well be.
Robbie, your thoughts?
I haven't had the need, so I
My
can't
fucking
say
kid will
yay or
run
nay.
out in front of a
Mind
car
you,
every second he can. Like, he's
yeah,
fucking nuts.
my young one,
okay.
100%. If I had a leash on him, I feel like it would be for his own benefit, because this guy does not care for like the end of the side, end of the driveway. He just like moves. So even now, when I take him to the park, I literally carry him up to the catwalk, across all the roads, and put him down, because I don't trust him on the sidewalk at all to like hold my hand or just pay attention. My older one, he was always really good and responsive up until a point now where he thinks it's really hilarious where if he knows I'm with the young one, he's gonna sprint all the way home and go like cross the road or whatever to get home. And I'm like, look, man, you can't just leave me. But he
We lost
does. Shinda's shitty internet.
Cinda's internet.
I see you guys. The
You're
hell?
frozen.
You froze, bro.
Whatever. You
Fucking
can still hear me
cheap,
though?
cheap
No.
internet.
Shook one. You
Anyways,
shook one.
all I'm saying is I now sympathize where I once thought the exact same thing of everyone who was anti-leash. Like, yo, they're kids. You got to learn how to control them. Now I'm like, look, being a parent's tough. You just got to do whatever you got to do to keep your kid alive. And if putting a leash keeps your kid alive, you're doing the right thing. Putting it on.
As
Yeah.
long as it's other parents criticizing you, I can listen to them. But if it's people that don't have kids that are criticizing you, they get no
They get no vote.
they get
They
no
get
say in, they
zero
get no
say in
say in this.
this.
They get no say.
On the similar note, though, and I think we talked about this before, maybe a little bit, but the tablet was another thing that I was so vehemently against giving my kids screen time. And now at breakfast time, if they're not eating breakfast, I've just, here's my phone, here's Blippi, just watch him eat your friggin' breakfast as fast as you can. Let's get out of here. I'm very much, and today my kid wouldn't fall asleep. Yo, here, put Pokemon on, held the phone, he became a zombie, slowly faded the thing to fade. He's asleep. I'm like, I got what I needed to get done with this. It's a tool that I needed to use. Maybe it's a question of parenting.
As long as it doesn't become habitual or an addiction for them, I'm okay with it. You
Yeah,
know, if
no,
they're
I'm weaning
constantly
my kid
asking
off of
for it
it.
and they're crying. Yeah, you know, like we went to Dell, whatever, we were on a vacation last week and
Yet again, eh?
my little one kept saying Coco, Coco for Coco Melon, right? Because he got
Yeah.
so used to it on the plane. Now every time he looks at the phone, he goes Coco. And it's like now we were trying to wean him off it this week, but it's, you know, they're smart. They're not you know, they get addicted very quickly, put it
Dude, my kid is my wife. Everybody's gone to like Vancouver, so he thought he could fuck with me, and I was like, "Yo, eat!" And he's like, "Paw Patrol."
that
I was like, "I'm not gonna feed you. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'll let you starve. I'm not your mom." I walked away. I fucking called his bluff. He could not fucking believe it. He cried and bitched, but
Well, there you go. This is a good lawyer right here.
I
He doesn't
salute you,
settle.
Loki. I salute
Call
you.
Randy. He doesn't settle.
I don't give a fuck. Like, he knew. He thought he could fuck with me. He thought I was weak because my mom, my dad, they will cave any sort of like any sort of inconvenience to the kid and he like whimpers a little bit, like, oh fuck, no, no, fucking make the kid happy. No way, man.
Are you with you on that?
I am now. Like, fuck.
I'm the bad guy. I'm always the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy. I've adopted the
bad guy. Yeah, you're the bad guy. I think all dads are, aren't they?
My wife tries to be kind of me and now. Like be the bad guy in certain situations when she realizes that I've, you know, kids really, really like out. She'll like try to slip it so that we can like get the kid back on my side, I guess, a little bit. But I've already told him, like, listen, man, for the next 18 years, I want to be the most hated person in his life, and I'm okay with that if that's what it takes. I'm like, but I'm always the guy, like, I'm the one turning the TV off. I'm the one ripping the phone away. I'm the one, and I'm like, look, that's just how it has to be, man. That's the burden that's the cross I'm willing to carry.
Yeah, carry.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Because on the opposite end, last thing you want is a freaking annoying little kid, right? So. If you gotta be the one that keeps your kid from becoming a pussy, I feel like it's in your full best interest to do what you gotta do.
That's all I'm trying to do. It's all I'm trying to do. I don't want him to be a wuss. And it comes down to hitting too, man. I don't know where you guys stand on that, but like play fighting with him. Like if he does it at school because he does it at home with me, then fuck it, so be it. The teachers can deal with it. But I'm gonna teach him those life skills. You know what
I mean?
Or just too much kid talk for the fucking podcast.
I just teach my daughter, if someone hits you, you don't back down. That's it. That's all I teach her.
I was changing him yesterday morning, and he's still like standing between, like I'm on the ground pulling his pants up. I'm seated, and he's standing, and he's like dinosaur kick, boom to the balls, and I was gone. I was so winded.
But you had to appreciate it. You had to appreciate that moment.
I was like, after that, I was like, that's okay. Only with daddy.
Did your kids go through a biting phase?
My kids love to bite his teeth. But he won't close.
Yeah. No, my kid goes full on chomp.
So my kid has like rage issues, like hard rage issues. And it's like one of those things that as a parent, like threw me off the first few times. I'm kind of a little better with handling them now, but like they're really rage. Like my mom saw it once and she's like, I had no idea. My wife's like, yeah, it's pretty tough because I'm the one who has to usually handle them during these moments. And then after she'll come in to really calm him down because I got to be the bad guy there. But today he was going through a rage moment and I had him. And this is where it's kind of weird. Cause I'm like, you know, me learning jiu-jitsu, no, I feel like I can safely restrain you. To a point that you can't do anything back, but I can kind of. And while I was restraining him today,
he did this. Out.
Huh? Yeah, I'm not
joking. Out.
But while I was restraining him today, he did the right exit out of the hold where he snuck one knee in between my arms. And part of me doing this, I was like, but keep sneaking your leg in and then push. So he did it and he broke free. I'm like, good, you did it again. Then I put it back right in the hold. I do it again. I'm like, look, at the very least, at some point you're going to be able to break through all these holds, but at the same time I feel like I'm prepping you and you're very deep subconscious how to break free from all this shit. So yeah, I agree. Teach your kid life skills, be rough with them, just don't cause an injury.
This happened again. Fucking cheap internet, you fucking cheap little
he's just like the Suns tonight. He's just not showing
better
up.
Internet, holy shit,
you guys do not drop from me and I'm recording my screen. So
really? So what do you see our reaction?
Yeah, you're fully on. You're not stopped. I see you guys. I'm like, why are you guys stopping? We're still having this conversation.
Sick.
But yeah, no, I think it's fair to be rough with your kid. Don't abuse your kid. I think there's a difference between being rough and abusive. Don't be abusive. And I've never been abusive.
Wait, what's the line? Wait, all right, fine. This might be a fucking topic. What the fuck is the
please,
line?
Please, I think you might have to educate Ranji because he doesn't know the difference.
Yes,
the
line for is, other parents.
The line for me, this is how I've rationalized the line. If I'm hitting my kid out of anger to subdue them, that's the line. You can't strike your kid out of anger.
Oh, okay.
It can't be an angry response. If ever you're striking your kid out of anger, that's abuse.
But what about discipline?
Discipline? So one day my kid threw his gutter at me and I went and I smacked him lightly, not hard, but I had to let him know that that's not respectable. And I never did that for any other thing that he threw at me. He threw a few other things. And I said, but don't do that. Don't do that. He did the cut. I smacked him. I said, you're not allowed throwing this at me. And he never threw his cut again. That was the.
He put the Xena on you, eh?
No, he was just like throwing things. Like he was like, "Get away!" And I'm like,
"Dad, dad,
dada."
So I think the
Running around the
lion.
room and shit.
So I've always said the lion is, if you're striking him out of anger, it's abuse. If you're strike, and it's not even a strike. So a lot of times, when you're not angry, you're not gonna strike him, but you are gonna be rough. So when we're play fighting, I'm not gonna just like I'll push him and I'll like. If I'm throwing him on a bed, I'll throw him a little higher and make him like land on his back, and then I don't know. But it's gotten problematic because
I
he'll
think
try and do that
everyone
with his
plays
younger
fight.
brother. He'll try
That's
and
a
do that with his
problem,
younger.
right? And
That's where it gets. I'm like, look.
yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
I'm like, but he's younger than you. You're stronger than him. There's gonna come an age when he's gonna do that same thing back to you, and he's probably gonna kick your ass. Cause I feel like my young one's got a little bit more drill in him. But at the same time, I'm just like, look. There's a limit to this. You can only do this with Papa. You can't do this with other kids unless.
Yes. I keep saying that too. I hope that works.
That dude's kid's gonna be expelled from every school in the district.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. I really hope their teachers don't hear this.
But to be fair, Shinda, using your example, if my kid throws a kata at me, I will smack him, but I will be pissed.
I will talk very reasonable to my child.
I feel like most things I'm reasonable. I've also found my patience to be incredibly high now.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite, man.
You're just
My patience is
short-tempered?
wearing. Oh, dude, yeah. It's not their fault. It's just that I'm not coping with it well, right? So, when you're at your wit's end with everything else in life, that's like the last thing you want to be fighting about is put on your pants.
Yeah.
You're ruining my fucking vacation, kids.
I had this
This is my
exact
third
moment
vacation
a
of the
day
year.
ago.
Want to go in the pool, guys? Come on.
Yeah, vacationing with kids is a whole other bunga. I haven't.
Oh, dude.
My
That is
wife's
a
mad because I keep
whole.
saying, I'm just like, she's like, we should go here. I'm like, with kids, rainy day, let them get older. She's like, we can't stop
Yo,
our
but
lives. I'm like, honestly, let's just stop it. It's less stress.
I would suggest for anybody in the winter, go to a hot place, get an Airbnb with a pool and chill. That you can do with kids.
I mean,
But if you plan to like go places and different restaurants, oh, you're out of your mind.
yeah.
It's not very sensible. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I've given up on that altogether. I think me and my wife, either we're going alone or we're going taking the kids on those kind of trips when they're like 16.
Like all inclusive or something, yes, that's what it is.
No, we did that. That's horrible too, man. It's not easy. It's just not easy with kids. Yeah.
And I think we
I
just
sound so privileged. It's not easy.
I mean,
yeah
wasn't it one of those
yeah
things where our parents couldn't take us on vacations because a lot of times they just couldn't afford it? And we're like, we could take our kids on vacation, but it's just not fun.
Yo, but they did drag us to India. Let's give them some credit.
My parents
I went on
didn't.
multiple trips as a kid.
I was
So,
gone. I actually traveled quite a bit as a kid. Like, I
oh,
should.
did you now, Ranjit? Oh, wow.
India
Let's hear this.
was a lot. But
We didn't travel
India.
much. And mostly it's just the finances of it. Like, to go anywhere worth going. My parents are like, look, we went on one Disney World trip, and my mom's like scraped around for like to save for it, and she's like, that was one of the only things that I wanted to do was take you kids to Disneyland, because everyone was like, I appreciate that you did it, but I don't really have that many fun like memories of it. It wasn't like a life-changing event, and I'm like.
But you know what's crazy? The fact that they did that with their limited funds. And even now when I look at Disney World prices, I'm like, forget that. That's a
Dude.
lot of money, man.
I think it's even more out of reach than it was for their generation, though. I think it's more out
Yeah.
of reach now.
Is
Yeah.
it?
Well, I maybe, but even the concept of paying that much doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean,
Right?
I don't even know if I'd have. I think Wonderland is gonna be. They're gonna get accustomed to that. We'll see how they survive Wonderland before I
Yeah.
try Disney. I don't know. Talking about magic, the Leafs have none.
I guess
Ranji,
just
just go
Oh,
for
that's
Ranji.
the best segue.
This is your
Ranjit, this is
chance.
your
Just
moment. Tell the listeners or listen. Let them v take it all out, man. Vent. We're just gonna
this is a
stand
safe
on the
space.
side here and
I'm not gonna
listen.
chirp.
Yep,
No,
you go for it,
I'm not
Ranjit.
angry. I'm not angry because I
In your
knew from
soul.
the
In your
fucking
soul.
start. I knew they were gonna do this, and I just game six. After that, I closed my eyes and I just let it happen. I knew it was gonna come. There's no point in resisting, okay? The real question is, like, to be honest, what the fuck do you do now? And while I would love to figuratively fucking shoot them all in the head, fucking bury them, this whole fucking team.
This does not go well with one of the topics we're going to talk about later. Just putting
that anyways, yeah, I know. But fuck, man, such rage. Anyways, I still think this team is a contender. It does need some tinkering, though. So there's a lot of people out there that are much more pissed than me and they want to fucking blow up the team in the sense of fucking changing the roster. I don't think they're there. And it just, you know, there's a couple of guys that can go, Kerfoot, Hall, a few players on the third and fourth line because they really didn't show up much. Goaltending, there can be improvement, but our core is great. I'm okay with our GM. He looks like he's fucking trying. And I'm okay with the coach. They're like one of the most successful teams in the fucking season. They just don't have that killer edge in the playoffs. They're not built for playoffs. They're just built to do well during the season. But who gives a fuck?
Doesn't that go back to the general manager?
Well, how far up do you want to go? Like, if it falls on the general manager, well, does that fall on the guy who hired the general manager and is keeping him there?
And does I'm just saying, like after last year's debacle, getting a few pieces or getting more pieces that they thought would have helped them in the playoffs.
I think the deadline day trades that he made, everybody agrees they're great for playoffs. Like Gio, fucking huge. He was great. Blackwell too. He fits well. Like he's the gritty forward that they need. But yeah, like Kerfoot, Hall, they can go. You know, McKev, a couple other guys, like that whole line. I don't know if they really fit. So the third and fourth line can be tinkered. We need guys that will just play a little dirty in the fucking playoffs and will just shoot and go to the net and grind. Like younger Spetsas. Yeah, younger Spetsas, you know.
Hold on, because just to stop you right there.
You can't fucking chirp me, you fucking
I'm not chirping. Whatever,
don't say one fucking thing. I don't want to fucking hear it.
This isn't a chirp.
Your team is shit.
Okay. I mean, yeah, and Carey Price is probably retiring too, but Spezza, what's his future like with the Leafs? Like, so I'm going to be honest. I wanted the Leafs to win because I wanted Spezza to win because he's Turner, man.
Yeah.
Right? I've always said that. Like, I was actually going for you guys. I didn't chirp you. I didn't even, like, reverse jinx you by saying let's go Leafs. I stayed quiet. I really did want you guys to win. I thought you guys were gonna win because this is the best team. Reverse, I remember being assembled.
Reverse jinx.
No, these guys legit got mad at me when I'm like, yo, go Leafs, go tweet. They're like, shut the fuck up with your reverse jinx and shit. I'm like, look, man, I'm not gonna say anything. I didn't tweet anything. I didn't chirp you guys at all. What's Spezza's future looking like?
Yo, I think he's gonna come back for another league minimum, man. I mean, that's what he's playing at. If for those that don't know, he's taking the very minimum that you can take just to be able to play, and the fucking team loves him. Like I think he stays, and I'd be okay with that. The way he's playing and the way he's still able to contribute, sure, why not? But some of the other guys, I don't know. We don't need, you know, two tough guys that don't end up playing most games, take a bunch of dumb penalties. And we don't need a bunch of fast, quick, high-skill guys on third, fourth line that have great speed, fine, but in the playoffs, you need nitty-gritty guys.
Would the loss be much more palatable, easier to swallow if Tampa Bay wins the Cup?
I mean...
And they're kind of, now they're a dynasty?
This loss is easier to take overall than other seasons, I'll be honest, because, yeah, they're the fucking champs, right? The champs.
Yeah.
And although I was pissed that I went to Game 7 at the very start of this, like, looking back, I knew it was going to Game 7. I called it. I was saying it was going to Game 7. You're going against one of the best teams in the fucking league that plays the same run-and-gun style as you.
And one of the best goalies.
And they have gotten it. Legit, I knew it was going to go to 7, so I found myself, you know, irrationally pissed I was going to Game 7. And they played hard. It's not like the goals that fucking Tampa got to win the fucking game, that one guy, Paul, fuck him.
Paul, yeah.
Like, they were shitty goals. Like, you just, Johnny on the spot. It's not like there's any skill or they fucking outplayed us or anything. Pure fluke. They can't say they were the way better team the whole game. It was just one team had to win. I'm just pissed that it could have been us.
One thing that you pointed out, losing to the champs isn't as bad. Would it have been worse had it been Boston? Because that's another team that came up a lot. Would you guys rather face Tampa or Boston? A lot of people wanted Boston early.
Yeah, but, I mean, if I lost to Boston, I'd be pissed. I mean,
way more than what you are now.
Because they're a much shittier team. They're a much shittier team than Toronto. The only thing that could fuck with us, like you can give to Boston, is we have that mental fucking block with them. But it looks like it doesn't matter what the fucking team is. We're gonna have a mental block no matter what. It could be fucking Habs. It could be Columbus. It could be fucking Washington. It could be Tampa. Like, you name it. Like we're Boston. Like, we just can't get past the first round. So, it's not even the fucking team. Like, yeah, I would have much rather play Boston in hindsight. But fuck, who knows?
One thing that kind of blew my mind when I was listening to an analyst talk, 2004 was the last time they won a round. Is it really that long ago? Because I swear to God, I thought
they would be Ottawa. Ottawa, yeah. It's a long time. Or was it Philly in 2004? I can't remember now. But yeah, it's been a long fucking time.
So I always thought we had Ottawa's number in that era, that Ottawa was always coming up against the Leafs first round and we were getting... They were like getting knocked out. Is it just like karma now? The Leafs are facing whatever curse that.
Yeah, I honestly I don't. It's there's a part of me that wants to just submit and say we're cursed, but then fuck it, fuck these curses. Every team has gone around them at some point or another. We can too. It's just legit. Like, these guys are too high skilled. They just need some fucking dump and chase and shoot the pucks on net mentality in playoffs. They're just not built for playoffs. Get in pucks deep, cycle the fucking puck, get pucks on net. Fucking
go cliche.
Play north south. Play north south instead of fucking Nylander fucking making loops like he's fucking Superman gonna make the world go fucking reverse by fucking going around, around, around. Like, what the fuck is that? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm a little frustrated.
All right. Talking about frustration, Buffalo
had there. He got angry. Shooting right there. He got angry.
Yeah. Did you guys hear the news about this? Like,
who hasn't, man? This is crazy. We're right across the border, obviously.
So, Robbie, you want to talk about what happened and give us a bit of a summary?
I mean, just the gist of it. I believe he was 18, right? 18-year-old, not a local resident of Buffalo. Drove to a local, I believe it's a grocery store called Tops. You might have seen that being in Buffalo at times. And I believe as soon as he got out of the parking lot, started to shoot people. I think three people in the parking lot and then proceeded to go into the store. But you guys might have more details on that. But he ended up killing 10 people and shooting 13. I think they've are calling it now white supremacy terrorism. And the interesting thing was the locality that he had picked had the zip code with the highest African-American population. And this guy drove from over, I think it was 200 miles. I might be wrong on that exact number, but quite a ways away just to come to commit this. So, it's crazy. It's only about an hour and a half from where we live. You know, if that puts things into context, how scary it is. And yeah, it's I'll let you guys put your comments on it. Go ahead.
So, you guys, I discussed it briefly with you, but I've been fucking watching this video over and over again. I've always been drawn to like dark shit.
He did live. He did live stream it.
Yeah, he live streamed it. Yeah. So he live streamed it. Yeah. He put out a manifesto as well. I saw excerpts of it last night, and yeah, like he has something. He thinks like white people are a fading population, that they need to have more kids, that black and browns are taking over. He stresses that he doesn't belong to any group, but he sympathizes with a bunch, shit like that. Anyways, you know. He believes in some of the same things that convoy that was in fucking, not the trucker convoy, but the convoy in Ottawa. The founders have the same belief. Yeah, yeah. They, like some of those guys, they believe in the same fucking like manifestos.
Pat King. I believe it was Pat King was referenced for that. Yeah,
Pat King was referenced for it. But I mean, these guys were making fun of me for before that I watched these videos, but I can't help it, guys. I'm drawn to this shit. I just try to put myself like how deranged I need to be to do what this guy's doing. And I watched it. He had the N bomb written on his rifle. He got off fucking like his shooting was crazy. At one point, like he goes into the mall, he's shooting a bunch of people, going through the aisles, people are on the ground. He's shooting them because they're ducking and they think if they pretend they're dead, like they won't shoot him, but no, he did. Then he runs up on this white dude who's like, please don't shoot or some shit like that. And he's like, I'm sorry. And he skipped him and went on to other people. That is
Awful,
fucking
crazy.
nuts. Like, that's it's fucking crazy. And yo, he survived. Like, the cops didn't kill him because fuck, white privilege.
They guided him gently into the cop car.
He was only armed to the teeth, but he complied. So it's all good, right? And yeah, I mean, this is pretty fucked up. Before I say anything else, condolences. Fucking my heart goes out to the families of the victims. But America has a fucking problem. They have a fucking huge culture problem, and
Now,
it's
where do you
seeping
think
into
that?
Canada.
So the question is, who's to blame? What's your take on that, Shin, though? Who do you think's to blame for all this?
Blame's a weird one. Like, do you blame the gun culture that makes it easy to access guns, right? Do you blame Fox News, who constantly is always ranting? One of the quotes in his manifesto was word for word statement that Tucker Carlson's been making nonstop. Like, they're like, which one's Tucker, which one's the shooter? And it was his statement about why is diversity considered a strength? When has a country that's had dividing viewpoints and beliefs been made stronger by it, right? He wrote that in his manifesto. Tucker Carlson, he's been ranting about that in his opinion pieces on Fox News for a bunch. It's a very broad conservative talking point these days. So do you blame the polarized politics in America? Do you blame free speech of people being able to really like push these hate-filled
Narratives.
questions and narratives or opinions? So is it the media's fault, right? Is it technology's fault? The fact that we have this technology that exists that allowed this guy to stream, that let him really project? Because one thing that I noticed was after the shooting, I didn't watch the video. I saw clips of the non-violent parts of the video, like the scene that you talked about where he didn't shoot the white guy. I saw that clip. I saw him driving and talking. I saw clips from, he planned this all out in Discord. So what we're using to create this podcast and communicate
Crazy.
and build communities, he built a community online, and they said there were about 30 other people in that Discord. And people are saying everyone who was in that Discord that knew what he was plotting know what they know. If they knew that this guy was, a cracked out and he was talking about going doing the shooting and they didn't report him, should they be held responsible to a degree of being complicit in some way? The stream, we say he streamed it live, but it wasn't like there were millions of people watching this go down live. He created a new account, had only the few people in his Discord who knew that it was going to go down watching. And his stream title was Test. It's one of those things that doesn't get hits naturally on Twitch, right? Until, except for the people who caught a copy of the link. It's just a weird world that we live in. The gun culture, I think you have to talk about to a degree. Like, is that gun illegally obtained, or was he able to walk into a gun store and buy it? If he's able to go into a gun store and buy it, then clearly we have a problem with access to guns in America. And it's something we've always said America has a problem with. But how do you test for it? A psych test might not even pick it up that he should be able to get it, right?
There's a culture problem there. It's not the guns. Like, we have guns, we don't have go postal. I love bringing up, I have done it before too. I've talked about India. People don't go postal in fucking India and shoot their coworkers or go to a mall and fucking shoot people up. It just doesn't happen. There's a fucking fundamental cultural problem with Americans. They fucking can't handle guns. Like, take it away from all of them. Honestly.
They just
Yeah.
can't handle
Yeah.
opposite opinions.
I on a lighter, darker note, but like a serious one, I'm going to
On a great note.
California in 2 weeks, and I'm wondering, like, I wonder if there's a rent-a-gun fucking service in the States so that tourists can arm themselves with fucking safety.
Like, do you really want to be able to give people who've never handled guns
if I can fucking get shot, if I can get shot up in a fucking grocery store while I'm buying a carton of, or sorry, a pack of water to keep in the hotel room for the week? Yeah, fuck yeah. I want to be strapped just in case, because I don't want to be that person on the ground pretending to play dead and just get shot at. I'd rather fucking do something to defend myself.
It's wild. I was asking my friend who lives in Buffalo what the sentiment's been like there. You know, how's he feeling? Is he feeling safe and stuff? And he's just like, honestly, he's like, where he lives in a nicer area of town. He's like, we see cop cars all the time around places. He's like, you do feel a sense of security where he lives. But he said one thing that people don't notice about know about Buffalo, or maybe they do, is Buffalo is like America really has that bad side of the tracks thing going on for them. So they're like, where this guy went to shoot was a super black neighborhood that is very like, and he's like, it's a very divided area that he was in. And so he's like, it doesn't change his feeling of security, but it does. He just said the situation's fucked up. The fact that this guy came in from so far away to do what he did, it just adds
to it. He came from New York. He was somewhere in New York and he just drove across the state.
Some 2 year or 2 hours. A two-hour drive. So they're just like, there isn't a feeling that this is a Buffalo issue or a Buffalo problem so much as it is a race problem and a culture problem like you were describing.
Yeah, there's definitely a fucking cultural issue there, man. This like weird fucking distrust they have of their government and about how they have to be armed. There's like some paranoia about like, there's just a paranoia. I think that's what I want to get to. There's a paranoia that the government is out to get them, that there's always, you know, Big Brother who's so well-funded and can do something to you, so we always have to be on guard. And then you just go down the slippery slope of, like, this constant paranoia where you just don't trust fucking anything, and that makes you into this militant, right-wing, tinfoil hat motherfucker who at one point snaps and thinks they have to take actions in their own hands and take out a couple of people. You know, I honestly think it all goes from this paranoia that they have about their own fucking government. It's so fucking weird.
How do you solve that? I don't think it's going to come down to interfaith lunches or whatever.
You know what? Fucking, you need Putin to take over USA. They could live under a fucking tyrant for 3-4 generations, overthrow him and go back to democracy, and then fucking actually cherish what they have.
Nowhere in life did I think you'd be telling us that we need Putin to take over America to
restore America. Like, they need a civility. What I'm trying to get is they need a reset. They really need a fucking reset, because like they're far gone. They're too far gone. I would be at the gas station in the States, and somebody be pulling up, look at the fucking gas price and be like, fucking Obama. Right? Like, everybody hates their fucking government there. It's fucking crazy. It's nuts.
I mean, Rob, you just came from Texas, one of the heavily toted gun states. And like, culturally, you don't get any more America than Texas. What did you notice? What did you feel? Did you notice any of this kind of stuff? Was there anything about it that felt different?
I don't know if it's maybe because I was in Dallas, but I feel like Dallas is changing. So you got an influx of, a lot of other Americans moving in from other localities, such as California. So the first time I went, yeah, it was definitely noticeable. Obviously, I was much more aware of it, seeing the signs for guns and concealing guns. But this time, man, honestly, you just kind of forget about it. So it's nothing like that. But, you know, the patriotism, I did see a bunch of pickup trucks with Trump signs all over it. So, I mean, that's all there. And crazy enough, I didn't face any racism the whole trip.
Because everyone thought you were Mexican.
You were expecting
They were. I literally kept getting Ola everywhere. I'm like, all right, I'm down with that. That's okay. And, you know, even generally, it doesn't matter who it was in a shop or a restaurant, was being generally very nice. Very hospitable, if you will. And the only racist person I met was in a Subway, was the Subway attendant. And, you know, it was in a Walmart. I just went to get a sub for my kid. And he's just giving me attitude right from the start. And I'm being extra polite and saying, you know, can I get this? Can I get that, please? And he's like, you know, what kind of cheese do you want? I'm like, oh, just a regular Subway cheese. He goes, sir, you'll find that's American cheese. And he just like looked at me. I'm like, like that's the hill you're gonna die on? Cool, man. All right. Like he was just mad. And I was like, this potato is working at Subway. So I mean, I'm not, you know, he is the classic disenfranchised Caucasian male in America who is angry.
And his boss is probably brown. I don't know.
Disenfranchised white people?
I mean,
yeah, I
hold
think there
on.
are, right? I
What's
think
American
there's
cheese?
people.
Isn't it Swiss cheese?
No, it's processed cheese, man.
It's
There's no,
processed cheese.
it's just no American cheese. But he was so adamant that he could tell I wasn't. I said I was from Canada. Maybe that's what kind of made him more upset. But you know, it like the whole politics. It's all in the Rust Belt, right? Like a lot of the lower socioeconomic population got felt left out by the Democrats in the last election, or the one prior to. That's why they voted for Trump. But that kind of hatred towards the government, the feeling like it's the government's fault or it's another.
It's not the Rust Belt anymore, man.
Well,
It's the
not the
swing
Rust Belt,
states as
but
well. It's the swing states as well. The Michigan, the Ohio's, like,
Paragon, everywhere, right? Let's just assume it's everywhere. That hatred now has become turned into fact. Let's blame someone else for our own situation. And you know, it's always easy to blame someone who's different than you. I mean, every culture does it. I mean, you have conflicts all around the
It's
world. I
the
mean, they're not
outsider
the
is that
only
coming
ones.
in. It's the outsider that came in and changed how we live and all that.
Yeah,
But
so I mean, do you blame them? I mean, I don't blame them, but it's the onus is on the government and the leaders in charge and to change that. You know, they're one country, yet they're always fighting each other, which is so strange to me. You know, they're constantly fighting each other. And is that a kind of after effect of being one of the most advanced, you know, economically stable countries in the world that they have that luxury to hate each other? Or is it, you know, like I don't get it. They're so patriotic, but they hate each other.
I legit think they could go to civil war in our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know. You think so?
What,
No, like
Florida, Texas,
a civil, like
Arkansas?
a civil war, not a civil war.
I
Maybe
mean, from
a
what I understand,
conflict.
Texas is changing. Texas is becoming, it's leaning more and
Blue.
more
Yeah, blue. Yeah.
Democrat with every election. They're like, the Republicans are trying whichever way they can to change the boundaries and voting boundaries to keep it Republican, but
I
the
mean,
popular vote in Texas seems to be going towards the Democrats.
it does, but like even the governor, I mean, when I was there, there's a baby formula shortage going on right now in the US. And I was reading a tweet or someone saying that, you know, the governor was upset that the children in the detention centers from the border crossings are getting baby formula over Americans. Like this is the kind of stuff they get mad at. You know, it's not, don't get mad at the process. Let's not figure out, let's not find solutions. Let's complain and you know, and get angry, and then hopefully it all works out. It seems so backwards from who they, you know, initially were as a country to work together to advance. I mean, they were one of the most advanced countries in the world. But now countries that are, you know, similar in economics, China for being one of them, are advancing at a much faster pace because it's not so based on social stuff. They're just focused solutions, keep going, right? Be it wrong or right, how the government does it. I'm just saying comparatively. So it's simple things, man. Like, yeah, guns. Look at this, the Supreme Court battle that's just been happening. Like, their focus is so fickle, if you want, or they have a short attention span, that they just need something else to get upset about. You know, it's move on to guns, you know, mass shootings. This is happening. This is happening in your state. Disney and the Florida governor. Like there's always, they're just fighting each other, and it's to me it's a bit strange. You know, that's when I go there, that's what I feel. I'm like, you feel like you're in one country, but there's like two teams always at play, and if you're not from there, you know, it feels strange. Yeah.
One thing that kind of comes up that I've heard come up a lot of times is what has changed and what's created this polarization. And a lot of times it's Russian influence or Chinese influence. Talking about Russian influence though, like now Putin, they're saying has cancer during this war. Is if without Putin, do you think like American and like does Putin getting out of the mix change what's going on in America eventually?
They always seem to need a boogeyman. And when they don't have a boogeyman, it's their own government. that is conducting someone to blame. Tests. It's always somebody to blame. They got blame. Fluoride in the water. And did you know that we don't need power lines, but they have power lines because they transmit. I had a lawyer fucking tell me this. A lawyer who does very well for himself in fucking Michigan. The power lines are there to mix in with like whatever they've put in the floor and the fluoride in the water, and they control your mind somehow. So like it's a combination of like the controls come from the wires, the thing that makes you subservient is in the water, and it's all fucked up.
Do you think that stems from the you know, the whole like the big government's after you, you know, big government and big brother's watching you, and this kind of has been played not only in you know, reading in their history, but you know, in TV and different forms of media, there's always this constant theme of someone's always watching you, or there's always a bigger, you know, government at hand, or there's always another story or conspiracy, and they buy into that. I mean, Trump is the number one guy who believes in half this stuff, and
he was the government.
He was the government, yeah. So, I mean, I think that's where it goes from. I don't know about Putin having being the origin for a lot of those conspiracies or the, you know, the misinformation that he was spreading. I think he's more the gasoline.
Right? What do you think about
these fires are, these little bonfires everywhere? He's like, oh, let me just throw this on, this gasoline on, and watch this country burn. So I think that's his more his role.
Yeah. While we're talking about Putin, what do you think about this whole thing that Putin has cancer?
My question was that, you know, if it is true that he has cancer and one is a terminal, and if it's very aggressive, obviously, if it's blood cancer, very aggressive. Is he doing this, all this, everything he's been doing, is that irrational? Is it through that he's being irrational? Or is it that he just wants to see the world burn because he's pissed off? Like, that's what I've been questioning. I'm like, I wonder what his state of mind is right now. Like, you know, is he willing just to see it all?
Is he trying to make a legacy on the way out? Is that what's happening?
Or destroy everybody, right? And say, oh, you know, I won.
You know, this story, it's not like it's new. This has been coming out since about February. It's only getting more and more traction now, I think, because it's been popping up on my feed more and more now. But yeah, exactly my thoughts, man. They echo yours. But it really is this guy trying to go out in a blaze of like glory, I guess, or infamy. Probably infamy is what's going to end up happening if it's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he really is like the cascade of triggering all these European countries to joining NATO. And there's a new world order, yeah, but it's a NATO world order, right? Like,
yeah.
Finland and Sweden are fucking jumping on now. Yeah, so, yeah. Like,
everyone's in, you know?
Everyone's in.
But to be fair, he's probably the catalyst of that as well.
He is the catalyst. Right?
He is the catalyst. So he's kind of to blame for that happening as well. You know, he's been a bit too aggressive at certain times, and now he's given them a reason to get together. Unless this is a ploy and he wants this to happen.
Maybe his like parting gift is like, look, see, America's taking over the world, and I'm dying. I'm leaving, but I'm leaving you this to see. It's like it's like Santa, right? It's like you guys are second class citizens, and them attacking Harmandir Sahib is like, or Darbar Sahib is like, that's what you need to see. On my way out, I'm going to show you second class citizens. And here you go. Same example. Putin.
That's such a weird little connection to
Putin,
make there.
Putin, but I know. I was laughing at the stretch that I made in my mind.
Oh, like, but, holy shit. That's. I'm surprised that Elastic didn't.
But yo, he's like, going snap. Out. He's going out showing, look, what I was saying all along, wake up world. It's, you know, America's taking over.
But I think most of the world's picking America. That's his problem, right?
I don't think they are. I think most of the loud world, they said a bunch of African countries, they abstained from voting in, like,
no, that UN take away the let's take away the oil contracts.
Yeah.
Right, and then you'll see, like, India. The only reason India doesn't do it because they need the oil, and they're getting at a discount, man. You can't tell an Indian not to get a discount.
And all, like,
50% off? You crazy?
And most of their arms are coming from Russia as well. They're pretty reliant on Russians.
And so, you know, if you take away that, then it'd be interesting. I think I would think most of the world does rely on the American economy.
But like even land countries were pretty, we're not supporting really supporting America here because America could, is we don't think America should be the as influential and policing and dominant as they are. So that's the sentiment I read into when I heard certain countries were abstaining from supporting any
But
sort of UN.
you always need a,
A
I mean, I don't
leader.
know if America is the right country, but I'm just saying, don't we agree that we always do need the one big bully
Yeah.
to keep some kind of order? You know, we're talking about, oh, we need a dictator to do this. I mean, well, we do need a dictator in the world, and if it's America, well, we as Canadians have benefit from it because, you know, Big Brother's in the South. No one's touching us. Now, if you're saying, well, let's get rid of that, well, then who are we going to rely on? You know?
Just to remind everyone, if you don't know your history, Canada won the war in 1812. We beat down the Americans when they tried to invade, so we
Yeah,
do have that to
with
our.
20 guns.
I don't know if we're gonna be able to do that again in 2022, but
Gave up all our weapons and said,
yeah.
"Yeah,
No, how many, honestly, someone Google this. How many ships does our Navy have?
I wouldn't know,
we have
man.
one sub.
And do
One.
they
Like
have American cheese?
a sandwich or an
With
actual
American
submarine?
cheese. Yeah.
That's American.
Talking about something completely now flipped out. Have you guys talked about like looked at America just wait times at the airport?
Yeah, well, that was the one thing I was worried about when I flew out last week, but we lucked out and I asked the lady checking us in, you know, what's been going on. She says it's mostly on the international side. The American side hasn't been as affected. When I was going, maybe things have changed, but yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, if we're a world-class airport, what's going on?
So what's the breakdown? Someone want to give me a summary of what's going on with
Like
airport wait
Ranjit might
times?
know more.
This is my wheelhouse, guys.
Yes.
Take over, mister. I worked in
And let me
special
just tell you,
operations.
I
I believe
don't know what's
another thing
going
that breaks
on.
down. He loves talking about
I
it.
don't know what's going on, but it's not the airline's fault. I can tell you that. Any airline there. It looks like it's fucking CATSA, right? The security people. That's
Security
where
people, yeah.
the yeah. So it's a private security company, and there's some inefficiency with how they're fucking processing people and going through. So my family has all abandoned me this week and left me alone with my kid, so they got through the airport pretty quick. 5 10 minutes is all they waited.
Yeah.
But again,
But
that's
they were
domestic.
using the priority lines, I'm guessing, right?
No,
No? Okay.
no Nexus passes.
No.
Only I have one.
No,
I me and my wife. But
VIP.
you have the credit card too, okay? Relax. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about who has the
Yeah.
Amex, the black card.
Dude, the guy going on vacation every 2 months, and he's 'cause so strung out. Yeah. Anyways, no, they use regular lines. They got through quick. I first got wind of it when one of my friends posted on her Instagram story how she got delayed 8 hours at the airport and missed a bunch of connections, and she's blaming Air Canada. And I had to like. This is what happens at an airport. It's not the airline's fault. So,
So, I mean, if that's the case, what's the solution? Should I mean, one, should that contract kind of be reevaluated with that private company? Is it a lack of the amount
well,
of people they're
you know what
hiring,
it
or is
is?
it the inefficiencies within the airport?
I think what it is, and I'm going out on a stretch here, I don't actually know. But I think it's all these COVID protocols. And the spacing, the lines, that, and now that people are flying more, they just can't do both. It's either like they cut back on the COVID stuff, or and go back to normal, because then they could hormone they could
But
they could handle they could handle Pearson Airport is a great airport. They could handle a lot of high traffic.
I mean, in relation to the COVID stuff, you get most of that pre-check done when you check in. The security stuff have nothing to do with COVID. They're doing the exact same method that they always have. They take your boarding card, scan it.
The last time I flew out of Pearson, they had all these fucking plastic drapes all over the place, and they had smaller security lines,
So when I went to
and
security.
they because they wanted to space people out. That's what I remember seeing.
So that's not what I saw when I was there. Maybe it's because I went on the American side, but even when I went to Dominican 2 months ago, no, it was the same thing. It was the security aspect of it was the same. I know when you land, they don't have enough agents to deal with the influx of at the border crossing. You know, when you're coming into customs, but do you think the airport's just poorly designed? Do you think we need another terminal? you know, every other world, every other big massive. I was in Dallas. They have like four terminals, which are absolutely massive, and function separately. Do you think we need either to expand or need to find some efficiencies in the security line? But it always takes long. It's never been something that's been, you know, extremely quick.
I mean, we only have two active terminals right now, right? Terminal one, terminal two, three. Terminal two, what's going on with terminal two? What happened to terminal two? What was
They
terminal
just
two used for?
I thought it was extending, wasn't it?
Yeah, it all became one giant terminal. Like,
Okay.
yeah, they revamped now. There's only terminal one and terminal three. Terminal one, look, I on the operation side, I know how the airport works, and they can handle more planes, and handle more traffic. They're still not at capacity yet. How the inside of the airport layout designed and how they handle people going through, that's a whole nother story. I'm not sure about that. But the air traffic they can handle and they can take on more. But like, yeah, we don't need to expand a bigger airport. Like, we have like two real domestic airlines and a bunch of now smaller,
Yeah,
discount airlines. We don't have the internal air traffic.
I didn't mean by the gates. I meant to deal with the, you know, if that is the pinch point every single time, and you know, find efficiencies, maybe give them more space within the airport. Something's not working, obviously, and it just can't be staffing because it's the same amount of staff when I went there, same amount of lines are going. So, you know,
I mean, how was it pre-COVID? It wasn't this bad pre-COVID, right? So the only
I
thing
mean
that's really changed is COVID policies and COVID
yeah,
protocols.
they could handle March break, they could handle Christmas break, like it's longer, but they can handle it. I really don't understand what the issue is right now. So
Maybe
without
just
knowing the
staff.
issue,
Maybe you think it's staffing, people just not wanting to work. They get
yeah,
COVID,
it
they're
might
staying
just be a
home.
staffing thing too.
Which goes to one of the tweets I read by someone who was traveling who said, "Fuck Air Canada, hire more managers. Stop being such a cheap airline." I don't know if management hiring more management has ever solved anything, but I feel
And
like there's definitely been a sentiment.
it's also not Air Canada's fault.
Yeah,
It's the
exactly.
airport. I mean,
It's the airport. It's
it's the airport, right?
GTA. Yeah, if anything, it's GTA's fault.
I mean, they take so much airport tax. Surely this should be something that they could solve. So,
Well, from going talking attacking Air Canada, have you guys seen Jagmeet where he was getting attacked in Peterborough?
and by the
By
truckers, once the truckers, they were truckers, I think, right?
So one question I had for you, and this kind of spurred a bit of a debate in on Twitter where I see and decimate disseminate disseminate well, at least most of my English sucks. Where
I
does
think we're
anyone give
all
me the
off
right
today.
word? Anyone where I
Disseminate.
excuse me,
Disseminate. Disseminate? I think that's what you're trying
disseminate
to say.
where I
Yeah.
disseminate most of my information from his Twitter. A lot of people said no, it's not racism. It's he's getting the same political treatment Justin Trudeau is getting.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, fair enough. Was anything racist said?
I
I mean,
never
I
thought
just saw
anything
the guy
was
give him the
racist.
middle finger
So
and
we
call
just
him a
saw
traitor.
like we only saw a 2 minute, a 1 minute TikTok video. So we don't know what was said outside that 1 minute. I doubt that protest only lasted a minute. I'm sure it lasted a lot longer.
Surely this guy has security. Where the hell was his security?
He had a security guy with him who like escorted him into the car and stuff. Security's not gonna block the protesters off completely.
They should.
They can't. Like the
Why?
protesters have
You
a
imagine
right to
trying to get
be.
up to American politician. It'd be like 10 guys around
I mean, he's also not the prime minister either, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's not even official opposition. Like,
Still, I mean, do senators get private protection in the
I don't
US?
think he gets an RCMP agent.
That's not
No,
right.
I think he does get an RCMP escort. I think, but I don't think he gets like five, six of them. I think they're all plain clothes most of the time because that's what it seemed from the video.
So,
But what I'm really curious about is, did you guys think any of that was racist, or is it
but
just?
was is that how he's is that how he's or has that is that how the public's reacted that was a racist attack? I didn't
Yeah.
see any of the transcript.
So a lot of progressives and the lefts have said, this is a racist thing that he's facing. The people that were heckling him were big, bulgy white guys. I'm sure when I saw it, I'm like, look, yeah, the 1 minute didn't capture any like racist remarks, but I don't know. I could see some racist shit being said in the thing. So I'm kind of extrapolating from my own experiences dealing with that population that, yeah, that seemed kind of
I
racist.
mean, knowing the truckers that we know so
Okay.
well,
I mean,
not so. I
seeing how
mean,
the Freedom Convoy was made up of some of the lowest classed mental I don't want to say them,
Exactly. What I would
but
say is
just
the
like a
quality
really,
checkers.
they weren't the epitome of stand-up human beings, you
So, I
know.
mean, knowing who they are, we would be surprised if something racist would was said. I mean,
Dude, it wasn't fucking racist, okay? Like, he got yelled at by some people. He's a fucking politician. He should be used to this shit by now.
is that
He's
the
getting.
angle is that the angle he took, that it was racist?
He seemed to, like, really kind of say, yeah, this was one of the most racist. I think I spread something in the CTV that really hinted heavily that it was racial and it was hate. He used the word hate. He didn't use the word racism. He used the word hate.
There, it looked much more angrier than normal, but come on, let's not make it a race thing needlessly. Unless someone like said something about him personally, about him being
Take
a
that rag off your
subconscious thing.
head.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But
Like,
here's the thing. Could you say, here's someone saying that
isn't
when I saw
ever
a video, when I saw the
isn't those.
population, that's what I heard in my head.
Anytime someone's pissed at Jigmeet, we can't make it a race issue, right?
No.
So then fuck. Like, come on. If we as a community, let me just put it out there, if we as a community one day think that we can have a Sardar or a Sikh, fuck, no more Sardar politicians. You guys have had your time. Let
For the
the one day come back. We
You
need the
guys
Malis
return
back.
of the
If
money.
anything, let the Malis come back. Anyways, if we think that a Sikh or a Punjabi or even fucking a person of color is ever gonna be a prime minister in this country, like, you can't fucking just anytime someone disagrees with them or he has angry protesters, make it a race thing. Because fuck, all these white prime ministers have gotten like shit and protests. We don't it, just because they don't have the race scapegoat, like,
I mean, I
you
don't think
know.
Obama ever. I don't think Obama ever played that card. Oh, this guy was racist to me.
Yeah, they're yelling
Like
at me.
Obama
They're
was a different
protesting
kind of
outside my
cop. He
house.
goes,
Is ra yeah, it's not
yeah. He's like,
racist.
whatever.
It's yeah, it is what it is. You're a politician. You're gonna get yelled at.
I mean,
You form and
nothing.
shape policy. You're gonna get yelled at.
I guess we see it as much like F Crudo signs. Like, I see it a lot
I
on the
wish he would just
401 in
stop.
Georgetown. I was in Georgetown today. All I saw were big trucks with F Crudo flags.
I see that in Simcoe County a lot as well, but
And I was like, oh, you guys are big mad when you want to put this all over your truck.
I just wish Jagmeet stops doing this thing, you know, where he's always hugging himself and showing love. He'll say something back.
You know
Just
what?
say
Yeah,
something back.
Trudeau dropped the F-bomb in fucking Parliament last week. He's
Yeah,
fucking
say
man
something
up.
back.
You know what annoys me about Jagmeet is knowing who Jagmeet is as a person, knowing his martial prowess. I know he could drop the shit out of some of these protesters. I just want to see him do it.
On the
On the way out, just like, you know what? I'm not
out.
coming back. They're not going to bring me
Like,
in back as a
yo,
leader. All right, you're the biggest guy in the crowd. Let me just beat the shit out of you now, just to.
Krechiyan grabbed a dude by
He
his
slapped
fucking
him.
neck and
Negus.
fucking.
Choked him. He straight Vader choked him, right? Yeah, I don't like
What's it
that.
called? The Szechuan or something like that? It's some ep incident or something like that.
It was a journalist, right? That guy.
Yeah, did he slap him as well? I thought he grabbed him by the throat and
There was
slapped
also the
him.
time where someone tried to pie or they pie Krechiyan and he snapped back at them and like slapped him.
Like, I think it was a
Somebody's.
G, yo. It
Yeah. I feel like Randy wants to say Krechiyan was a jack.
His reactions definitely were, yeah.
Oh man, but I don't know. Like, a few politicians came out and they said, look, we need to move on from this kind of rhetoric. But we were talking earlier about America having this rhetoric and this polarization. Are we now getting it in Canada that.
We are. It's spilling over, man. It's
I
getting
think it's always
scary.
been, I think it's
Yeah.
always been here though. You know, it's just they've just not been vocal about it. Now they're being vocal. I
Now
think
they're
the
more
sentiments
present.
are always there.
Yeah,
That's
they're
it.
being encouraged, man.
The
Even.
PP's not helping. PP's kind of being Trump-like in his ways. You know, not saying one thing, and I don't know. I just think they feel like they have a voice. They feel like they can say whatever they want. I think that's a dangerous path to tread on because, you know, do we as a country, are we going to let that happen?
You know
So, you
what?
know, are we just going to do this? Yeah.
It's
I don't know. Are we
this
going to kind of say something?
putting your head in the ground and not caring, is what's going to lead us to be what's happening in the States. And let me articulate my point. The Freedom Convoy rolled into Ottawa,
Rolled in
and
trucks.
it was fuck you. It was just people angry about the government. They were all like, fine, you know, there might be racist guys that are running this movement, but we're upset with the government too. So we're going to, because, you know, a lack of apathy or whatnot to the issue, they're going to be like, who gives a fuck? Like, they're right. We're going to ignore the racist undertones. We're going to ignore the white supremacy, and we're going to support the movement anyways, or we're going to like cheer them on, or we're going to retweet their fucking message or amplify their message, because, you know, there are some principles that we align with, you agree with. We're going to ignore everything else. Well, you know what? When you fucking roll around in mud and shit, like, you become one of them, and you just embolden these people, and you make them stronger to the point where they think they have a voice, that they can carry something, and that they're entitled to more limelight, right? So each time these fucking racist guys have a platform that somewhat aligns with mainstream people, the mainstream cannot back it, man. You have to remind them where you can't say the M-bomb and be emboldened by it. Like, you have to put that fear of, if we are thinking fucked up things, we got to fucking hide it, because we're going to get canceled, we're going to get fired, we're going to lose everything. That fear needs to be put back in these fucking people. That's the only way to keep them in their fucking
mental cage. Is PP wrong for saying that he supports that movement?
PP's a fucking idiot.
I mean, he's still like pro, though. I'm not going to back down.
This is the weird thing about PP, and the more he speaks, the more he speaks, the harder I have, like, the harder it is to, like, man, I was really hoping you had something with you, and now you just sound more and more like a dumbass.
You've seen the play too many times, right?
I'm like, man, I really thought you had it for a bit, but now I'm like, you're going to win if he wins CPC leadership. I'm like, buddy, there's another 4 years of liberal right there, because you're an idiot. You're so easy to take down. Your points are so hollow. You have no base. You have not. I was really hoping that he had the base.
Trying to fight the Bank of Canada now all of a sudden. So
yeah, I don't know, like, what his, your economic basics need to be brushed up on. You are very, I don't know. It's, the more he speaks, the less I think he can win.
You know what? I don't like his strongman routine.
Yeah,
it's so fake. It's so fake. You can you stand there and listen to it. He's like, oh, I'm pure. Oh, I'm here for your country. He's doing all this, but you're looking at him. You're like, it's so fake. Like,
he has such small dick energy.
Can you imagine if Putin was in front of him?
Such small dick energy. I'm like, buddy, I don't even, like, holy smokes. This is, and you see it all the time. I see it on Twitter all the time, where people act tough. I'm like, I know you're a pussy at heart, man. Why are you acting tough? And it's the weirdest thing, because if you grow up in certain areas, you'll notice it. Around certain people, you'll notice small dick energy so easy and apparent to pick up on. And PP is so abundant with it, it's embarrassing now.
But I mean, hey, they like, people follow Trump because he was the big, strong businessman.
Oh, man.
We all knew he wasn't, but that's what they use, right? I mean, Obama's always the other side of it. I mean, people like him because he's intelligent.
But Obama also, like, he didn't
have to act tough, right? He doesn't have to.
He had the charisma.
Yeah.
It's always Trudeau, the guys who act
I don't know tough. Where he fits into all that, but I just think he's not the guy anymore, right? So,
I mean, I think the Liberals need to, at some point, let Trudeau just do the Dalton McGuinty, where he's like, listen, it's a great 8 years, 9 years, whatever it's been now. Peace out. Hopefully the party can figure this out. You know, I'm putting my backing behind one of these candidates, and we get that.
It's like, you know, who?
Huh?
Like, who?
It'll be like Christia Freeland, or like McKenna, or there's names that in the party that have been coming out a lot, but these guys are poising themselves for a leadership contest. I think at some point, Trudeau just needs to be like, look, my ability to govern is waning based on just popularity. Instead of me getting voted out, I'm going to step down. And honestly, look, that worked wonders for the Liberals. They got another term out of it. Another two terms almost, right? When they conceded win. I don't know. I just think that's the way Liberals got to do it. Because honestly, at this point, with Trudeau and with the way the Conservatives have been playing it, things have gotten so polarized.
They really have, yeah. It's fucking toxic.
COVID hasn't helped, right? So
no.
I had this thing about COVID that I was really wondering. Seen a lot of intelligent people become back very unintelligent ideas. And is that just isolation and COVID cracking them.
What type of ideas?
Just conspiracy theories in general.
Dude, like, let's just, I want to get to the next point. Like, fucking inflation. Just inflation.
Perked up. He just perked up. And there, like,
yeah, all like, right. It's fucking stupid. This, I can't, it's just so low brow when people complain about inflation and attribute it to their government when it's a worldwide fucking issue. It's fucking everywhere. And it happened because COVID happened and fucking countries printed money to fucking keep their economies fucking afloat. And now we're going to suffer with it. We knew when we were printing money that this is going to be an issue, that it could be an issue. And if anything, governments might have been a little bit more proactive and, you know, pee-pee smack on all of them for fucking not doing it. But it's a worldwide fucking phenomena. It's happening everywhere.
Well, was it just the printing of money? Because a lot of people said, look, it's not the printing of money that's causing the issue. It's the low interest rates. Interest rates have been low worldwide. So our ability to access and loan out money, we're going to get more money. We're borrowing more money from the banks. Obviously, what we're going to do with that money is we're going to spend it, which is what the goal of low interest rates is. Well, and now that we're buying stuff, all of a sudden, all the stuff we want to buy, the prices of that is going to go up.
But isn't the intention with that to stimulate the economy to make it...
To keep it going, you know, and keep people fed.
To get going again. I mean, I'm not going to pretend and sit here I'm an economist or even know anything half about this stuff, but it seems like a lot of people online or semi-intelligent people seem to be like PP or now experts in economy. But I just find it funny how when things are going well and housing prices are going up 300% and, you know, stocks are soaring, no one even causes a concern. It's like, oh, well, the world's great. You know, that's not alarm bells in terms of economists saying, hey, this doesn't make sense. But the minute you get a bit of a dip or a bit of inflation or anything, now everyone's like, oh, the world's falling down. You know, it's coming to an end. And now who do we blame for all this? But I mean, clearly didn't see something wasn't right. If you're such a big economist and you're into all these conspiracy theories and you have, you know, opinions on the economy, clearly you could have seen something wasn't right. I mean, we've been harking about it for a while, saying, you know, things don't make sense, right? But are we surprised? We're not sitting here blaming the government. We're like things. The cycles happen. Don't the cycles happen all the time?
The cycles happen.
These just cycles.
They are cycles, but governments do have to take a certain level of, like, I know that the Canadian government does not influence what the Bank of Canada does. They're two separate entities. The Bank of Canada has a role of monitoring inflation, and they manage the interest rates, and they did a horrible job at that. We can call them out on that. That, you know, you made the interest rates were dirt cheap for too long. You didn't really, you reacted those low, right?
And are you talking in terms of just, we're talking about housing, obviously. That's their main focus, right?
It goes all the way, right? If money is super cheap to loan and you can get really cheap loans, you can buy houses, you can buy stocks, all this stuff's connected to that. And it's not just the Bank of Canada that did this. Ranjit said it's an international phenomenon. Banks across, like the American Fed,
in the world,
lowered interest rates, and stocks boomed after the initial Corona blood day. I remember it was like, what, 2019? I was watching, people were like shocked and they were pissed. They're like, look, the world's coming. And I was sitting there happy because I was short.
My mom became a trader, okay? Like, fuck, everybody became a trader overnight.
I was short older and I was like, I know this is uncanny and this is a black swan event, but holy smokes, this is payday. And then I remember after that, everyone, when they're like, okay, I think it's settling, let's go long. I was like, I'm done with the market for now because I don't know what's going to happen next. But everyone was long because they're like, energy is going to come back up. And obviously, right, what it did come up. They all made a shit ton of money. Yeah. But they always say people are geniuses when they make a right trade because everything came just as they saw it. But when people lose money, we ain't talking about...
Well, it's gamblers. You only hear about their wins, right?
Yeah.
You don't hear about their losses. You know, oh, I won this much on the thing. I won this much in a bet. They're not going to tell you about the hundreds of times they lost before that. So, I mean, that's just human nature, I think, right? So, I look, the housing itself is just crazy. You know, they kept the interest rate. So people didn't do the responsible thing by use that money effectively. They just took on more debt. So,
like, and now they're stuck with,
and now they're blaming the government. And I'm like, you can't.
Anybody who bought like a house in the last 6 months is fucking shooting themselves in the foot.
I mean, if you're living in it, it's going to come back, man. Just
ride no, it we're out. Not talking about them. We're talking about the multiple investors.
Oh,
right.
Honestly,
big businessmen, the real estate agents, the mortgage advisors.
Yeah.
These guys know who I'm talking about that say, oh, you know what, just refinance and buy, refinance and buy. Well, when that interest rate starts ticking up, then we'll see how savvy of a business person you are. So I think that's going to be the most interesting, what happens to those people. But, you know, when money's cheap, everyone's a good businessman, right?
Yeah, when it is, yeah, 100%. I think you nailed it on there. I gotta add to that. Bond of the week. You guys hear about this? Talking about liberals not
I
knowing what's
just
going on.
read this on a blurb, but maybe you guys have more context. As
It's so funny,
I
dude.
believe he's the MP from Brampton
Brampton
South,
Center. Brampton
Center. My
Center.
apologies,
So
Center.
he's
Sorry.
replaced Ramesh Sangha. So
Yes, Mr.
clearly,
Ali. I think believe is Mr. Ali.
yeah, so
And
clearly we picked the greatest talent there.
was Parliament in session when this occurred?
He was on a call and
Okay.
he was in the washroom on Zoom in a
I think
stall.
it was a committee or something, right? It wasn't
It was
actually
a
a parliament.
yeah, it wasn't parliament, it was a committee meeting.
Yeah.
And so he took the whole meeting in the stall.
He took his laptop, had it open, and he's like on a toilet.
How did this guy get caught? Like, how did they
Now,
find out this?
they found out it was him because it apparently he had something in the background where everybody was able to recognize that these are the parliament fucking this is a parliament bathroom, like some sort of coat hook or something. Is a
Okay.
specific coat hook that kind of gave it away, and it was such a bad giveaway that he didn't deny it. He was just like, "Yo, my bad."
What
I
was he?
mean,
Was he taking a shit, or was he just
I
chilling
don't
on the
think he was taking
toilet
a
in there?
shit. I think he was just like, I'm late for this meeting. I had to take a shit. He dropped his deuce, opened up the laptop, sat there, and finished off out the meeting.
So yeah, but still, man, there's no excuse.
Or maybe he's just one of those people who thinks better in the washroom. Like, he's like, I got privacy, I can.
No, man, how do you come back from this?
Like that. No, you do. Like that guy, other Liberal MP who was naked on the.
That
Yeah,
was
but is that is he did it twice though. He
He
has a
did it
problem.
twice. Yeah. Everybody forgot his name, right? So
Yeah.
they didn't forget what he looked like.
Yeah. No,
Yeah.
but do you think Brampton Center and our community would let this guy live that down?
Yeah, easy. They're just
Yeah,
like,
people
well,
forget.
they're like, whatever. Look, man, let the person who hasn't taken a call or something from the shitter cast the first stone.
Oh, fair enough.
Fine. Fair enough,
I've been
actually.
there, man, and I
He's
don't.
still the bundle of the week, man. Come on, like
All
this is
right.
that's
Yeah,
kindergarten
100%.
shit. Like you shouldn't be doing that.
It's just the wild world we live in.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. It's funny. Let's clown on him. I ain't holding this guy accountable for that, man. Unless he's like literally there, like grunting while pushing one through. Let the man live.
On mute. He's got that
Unmute.
really
Face.
shit on anyone's the next work call with Shinda, you might be seeing in the can.
I've had calls, like I called expecting all of a sudden it came while I'm in the washroom. I'm like, all right, I'm not gonna flush. It's not video call, so I don't have to worry about like the laptop thing, but
Yeah.
I've taken my fair share of meetings from the toilet, man.
Surely this guy could have just like disconnected
Or just turned video off.
and been like, hey, yeah, my internet was choppy, washed his hands, got out of the washroom, got to an office nearby and took the meeting. Say, hey, it wasn't
We need
working,
the
I'm sorry.
insider news as to why he did this.
I need to know.
Yeah,
I
no.
need to know what was going on in your head.
Like the
Seriously.
apology doesn't suffice for me. I'm like, come on, man.
I mean,
How
I
much does he
think.
get paid? 190?
Yeah,
Yeah,
seriously. We
he gets
need,
paid.
which is, speaks testament that he is taking his job seriously. He's willing to take it
He's
wherever he needs to go.
so dedicated, right?
She's
Just
so dedicated, man.
he didn't even wipe. He just wanted to listen to the meeting first.
On the topic of liberals, you guys hear these two guys? I guess these guys are bonders of the week too. They got booked pulling lawn signs out.
I was reading that article. They were in Brampton, but it looked like they were worked for somebody. So I don't know if they were part of the other party, or they're just people like the anti-liberal people that are kind of just going around ripping signs off. But
So they were in a work van when that got caught, and the work employer said, "Look, has nothing to do with us. Here's who it was. Here's the names of those two guys in that truck." The CEO of the company apologized to the candidate, came down, said, "Look, what they did was shitty. Sucks that they were using a work van. Nothing to do with our company. They've been let go."
Wow.
And let the police have charged
That's
them with
hilarious.
mischief.
But you know,
Yeah.
are we in Brampton still that stupid that we think this is a sign war? Like, is that
Yes.
still like we think signs win
Uncles
elections?
love their signs. They judge your campaign's
Based
success
on
based on
signs.
signs. Not even signs. Signs, it's not, they want to see that you have the infrastructure and you have the manpower to put up signs. If you have that kind of base to put the signs up, like, he has power. He has this.
But mind you, being from the area now, even I'm kind of thinking, like, I was driving around my parents. I didn't see any Gurathan signs. I was like, man, support must be wavering, right? I don't see any signs around.
So there's two.
But that's just because
the Gurwal signs are everywhere.
The Gurwal signs are on every corner, man. He's plastered them like on walkways and everything.
There's two Gurwals running in there.
I have no idea.
No, I just know the one. But it's definitely a sign of PC candidate. It's definitely a sign of
the PC candidate and the Liberal candidate too. No,
I don't know who the Liberal candidate is. Yeah,
Jonathan Gurwal.
I did not. Maybe
They're not.
It's spelled different. No, it is a Gurwal. It's spelled different. They're not going with the classic Gurwal spelling.
How do you spell Gurwal in a different way?
G-A-R-E.
They went G-A-R-Y-W-A-L, I think. Gurwal.
No, G-R-E-E.
They went a different way, man. That's the crux of it.
Garwal? They went Garwal? G-A-R?
I think so, yeah.
So yeah, like one of the hallmarks of you don't have money is you don't put your signs up early. You put them a week up before the election. You know, because you want to be fresh in people's mind when they're going to the polls. It's a strategy. If you don't have enough money to buy new signs, or you don't want to spend a lot of money on new signs, save your signs for the main days.
But you know, the sign thing is only in our
locality of Brampton. Vaughn Italians have the same mentality with signs.
Oh, do they? Okay, I didn't know.
Italians are the same way with signs. Gore have kind of gone back down on it. It used to be like people commented years and years ago about it in like the Toronto Star and stuff on how ugly all the signs look.
Yeah.
But Brampton and Vaughan, infamous for signs because Italians and Desis are identical in Soch.
But are you, the older you become, and obviously your political views could change, do you prefer to put a sign up on your lawn to show your affiliation? Whereas I don't want anyone to know who I vote for.
So I'm not putting up a sign mostly because I think I live in a, I don't know if I live in a progressive neighborhood or a conservative neighborhood. And I don't want a conversation with my neighbors about it. It's just something I don't want to talk to them about. If I put up a conservative sign, I 100% I'm willing to tell anyone I'm voting conservative. But I don't want to have that conversation with the neighbor across the street saying, hey, why are you voting conservative? Can you tell me? I don't care to tell you.
Kind of like having a Trump flag on your house, right? Yeah. I mean, it's...
That's
the way people look at it, right? Like, oh my God, he's conservative. So
I too live in a very liberal riding that only recently started voting conservative. But
you're Brampton South?
Brampton South, yeah.
You're not putting a sign up for your friend?
I actually asked for one and they haven't put it up.
Weak sign squad right there.
I don't think he has any risk.
I actually like my candidate. The candidate, because I'm in McGregor's riding, right? But what, I don't know if...
Isn't he Brampton like North?
No.
I like that
guy. Yeah, Brampton North. So I'm in Brampton North.
You're in Brampton North?
I'm Brampton North. Yeah. My across Williams is where it changes. So everything seriously? On one side of Williams is... No, not even Williams. Yeah, it's Central Park. That's the divider for me.
He was the dude at the
Nagar Kirtan.
He got my vote right off that thing. I'm voting conservative for the first time in my life. One video.
I heard him speak at Mr. Sakadia's event. Guy dropped Punjabi lines there too to start it off. And the guy's got good Punjabi. Like whoever's coaching him, he's got the right inflections.
I went to an event, Brahmeet and his gaggle were there. And McGregor, like after the event was done, I actually got to sit and have jawpani with these guys and they were shooting the shit pretty informally. Yo, his Punjabi's fucking sick. Like it's really, really good. He's almost like conversational. Like that's respect, man.
Is he from Brampton?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The thing I want to, and I don't know where you guys land on this. So I know McGregor, Irish background. I really want to know what his family stance on or where they were with the NRA. What side were they on? I don't know why I want to know this.
It doesn't
affect my vote. I just like when I talk to Tamils, when I meet a Tamil, I'll bring the conversation to. So you pro Tigers or anti Tigers? I just kind of want to know what camp you are.
So you're not talking about the NRA. You're talking about the IRA, right?
IRA. Sorry. IRA, okay. Yeah. So I'm just curious where their family's allegiance, because I feel like everyone, at some point, their family they have strong opinions on these things. And I was talking to my dad because my dad, when he first got his first job, he got it from an Irishman who during the interview said, "Hey, you're a Sikh from Punjab? Yeah, my dad, new immigrant. Yes, going." He's like, "Tell me about this Khalistan stuff," because that was what was in the news at the time. And my
Yeah.
dad, being my dad, very opinionated, went in and told him where he stood on it. And that guy was like, "I understand fully. I have an Irish background. I understand the IRA," and they bonded over that. My dad's accountant for the longest time was a pro-Tamil guy or pro-Tigers guy, whom they him and my dad gelled because my dad understood. Just because they were able to like connect on that connection of like, yeah, you know what it's like facing Indian and the Indian government
I
type
mean,
thing.
and they've faced persecution from obviously, I mean, the UK, just
From
like Indians have. So I mean, there's a commonality with a lot of those populations with their history. But
So
I
that's why I
mean,
kind
how
of
much
I'm
this
always interested in
McGregor guy, how much this, if he's our age, man, he doesn't know nothing about the troubles,
no,
especially if he
but
was born here.
I mean, maybe
So
he doesn't, but maybe
yeah.
he's from a family and like his grandparents, it's something he heard about it in his home at the time, all the time. I don't know. That's why I'm curious. It's
I
something
wonder who
I'm.
the Desi person is in his life. He has to have one.
No. So he said, it was pretty open about how he picked it up. He said he was before he worked in the government, before that, he worked in car sales and in Brampton. And
There you go.
he picked it up just working in car sales. He's like, "They're always talking. My customers always be talking. I want to learn their language so I could be more relatable." And that's what did it, he said. So fucking respect the hustle.
Respect to him,
Yeah,
man.
I respect it. I know, I like the guy. I've only
Yeah,
heard him speak. I haven't
what's gonna
sat
be
down with
sad
him,
when he
but
speaks better Punjabi than some of our own Punjabi politicians?
fuck.
Yeah, that's gonna be
Narinder Mali
interesting.
standing there beside him and he's
There's a couple of
that would be
guys in
so bad.
Brampton. Just
Imagine him versus Mali
Shashika.
on like Sunasagar debate and he's ripping her in Punjabi. Oh, that would be bad.
That'd be bad. That would
That would
be.
be awesome for him, but life. Anyways, man, you guys have anything else you want to end on?
I want to just pump her two things. Judy.
Yes, let's go.
I don't even know what it is, man. I just you might as well
What
pump
is
her.
this? What are you guys talking about?
So, me and a few friends, we started our own live event broadcasting service.
Nice.
So, if you're holding a wedding, an event, any sort of thing that you want broadcast on the internet and you don't know how to do it, give us a call. We'll do all that setup for you. We'll have the cameras there and we'll make it accessible for you. I feel like we're a little late because, COVID was like the prime time to do it when no one can have people at their weddings, but better late than never, so.
Hold on, you're this is your company?
Yeah, it's something I'm doing personally, working with two other people. Not you guys, oddly enough. I really like the number two.
Well, my video is always going down on this production, so I don't know what's going on, so
That's not on me, man. That's you. Honestly, maybe I can help you out and give you some mobile internet service that'll keep your video going, but
that's cool, man. That's a service that I think more and more people will be inclined to use something like that,
I
you
thought
know.
you were gonna go around and make Snapchat stories of people's weddings. That was your
Yeah,
idea. That
that was
was
my
your idea.
idea. That was my idea 6 years ago. Like, I'll just be your Snapchatter. And honestly, so it's not even about live. This is the thing that people say you don't care about people watching your wedding live while it's happening. One thing that a lot of Desis do, and I know my family, after the wedding, they want to rewatch the wedding, but you got to wait the few weeks or a few months or whatever it is for the videos to come through. With
Yeah.
this live broadcast, that video is available the second your wedding's done. Go home, rewatch it, see who gave how much in the sucking. It's all
No,
available right there.
you're just adding to the agony of grooms everywhere by now providing an instant service of the
He's
most
providing
wonderful
the
day of their life. An
unedited,
unedited
unedited raw version of your video
raw version
available on the internet.
with the sleeping
That's
legs and the grimaces when you wake up, stand up real.
yeah. So, holler at us. Chitty.live on Instagram. Chitty.live is the website. Bookings at
Spell it
chitty.live.
for people, please.
Chiree.
Sweet.
So,
Cheery.
cheery. There were so many iterations of the spelling that I had to like go through as to how do you properly. And I'm like, look,
Inspired by
the
Twitter.
inspired by Twitter. The fewer letters I have to put in this, the better. Someone's like Chiree. I'm like, no one's gonna remember that. Just let's just get rid of some of these cherry, cherry, shitty.
Right, well,
But
Mazel
yes.
Tov.
Well, yeah, congratulations. Good luck with that in new venture.
So yes. And on that note, any TV you guys are watching or that you want people to watch?
Nah.
Master Chief lost his virginity in Halo.
I know. Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I'm definitely not watching the show now.
This created such turn. So turmoil in the Halo community that I'm like, you guys care way too much about, like, Master Chief. People considered him a son. Like, this is someone they revered.
On the bubble.
They really like loved this character, and the fact that he's not always in costume and not always in armor, and they've made him human in the TV show. It's really pissing people off. One tweet said, "Me and Master Chief have nothing in common. He kissed a girl." So, I don't know.
I definitely won't be watching that. I mean, looks like it took a weird turn, to be honest.
No, no, it's good. It's good. Actually, I like it. It's got better.
Yeah. I like the show.
Moon Knight was kind of whatever. I finished that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch that.
That wasn't that great. But I'm looking forward to Obi-Wan. And yes, next. You guys watch the new? I heard there's a new Avatar trailer up. Don't know what that.
Yeah,
looks like.
I didn't watch it.
I haven't watched it. Avatar was a cool movie, but it wasn't a life-changing movie for me.
Hmm.
I'll watch it for the special effects, but it's not a movie I'm like, oh my god, I gotta can't wait for this movie.
It was a great movie, but yeah, exactly.
There.
On that note. On a completely separate note, sorry. Godfather 4. Say they announced Godfather 4 or they're remaking Godfather. Would you guys be excited about that? I think I'd be excited about that.
I'm excited for Godfather Top Gun. We talked about this, right?
Did you not watch Godfather 3?
Yeah, Godfather 3 was atrocious. But see, exactly. They're kind of
so
like,
why would you need a fourth one? Leave it at 1 and 2 masterpieces. Yeah, we don't need to touch on that again.
Yeah, forget all about
right.
Three.
Just leave good it. Man.
All right. Till
speaks
then.
Of Fast and the Furious. They didn't need a 9th and 10th and 12th and 11th. You could have left out the first one. I would have been happy.
At this point, I think Fast and the Furious, you just got to keep making them. You need that yearly release. It has to be a yearly release now. You've committed too far. Honestly, Fast and the Furious 25 when my kid's like getting ready to drive.
I don't know. And every single new iteration of Fast and the Furious, physics is less and less a factor in their storylines. Like, you know, cars are flying through icebergs. And I'm like, yeah, I can't watch this anymore. At least the first one was like actual. You could actually believe it.
So. The train was the biggest hop in the train track.
Exactly. You got to beat the train track, right? Yeah.
Nah, I don't know. Anyways. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Oh, one more thing. No, I'm joking.